You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day. Today is another Tuesday, the first Tuesday, I believe, in the year. And today we are praying based on the theme Anointed and Rooted in Christ. It's Anointed Tuesday and we are here to pray. Now our monthly theme is Built Up in Christ from the scripture Colossians chapter 2 verse 6 to 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. It's my prayer that throughout this month, the scripture would burn in our hearts, would meditate on it, and have it formed fully in our lives through understanding, meditating on God's word. From John chapter 15, verse 5, we read, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. This scripture was said by Jesus Christ. And on reflecting on this word, we see that the anointing is sustained by being deeply rooted in Christ, not in gifts or talents. When it comes to the believer, we can never be separated from our dear Lord Jesus Christ. We must be rooted in him. That Jesus is the vine, we are the branches. Most often when you approach a tree, it's the branches you sometimes see first from afar, especially when the branches are a lot and they are really outstretched and flourishing. You may not see the vine at the center of the tree until you have approached the tree. When searching for fruit, you may not go to the vine at the center, no, but you hang around the branches. That is where you find the fruits. We are supposed to bring forth much fruit. And God hates fruitlessness. We find that in the situation where Jesus would curse the fig tree because it was fruitless. And in John 15, when you read the full scripture or the full chapter, you get to know that God hates fruitlessness. We are on the earth, sent by the Lord for a purpose. We must bear fruit. We must be found useful. That's why one of the wicked or the most wicked people in scripture is the servant who hid his talent and would not put it to use, and told the master that what you gave me, here it is, I'm giving it back to you. Never put into use the gift that had been given by the Lord to that servant. So for everything that God has given to us, we must put it to good use in serving the Lord. We must use our voice, our music. We must use all our talents, everything we have, our intellect, the skills that we have acquired, the unique abilities we have, the things that we are able to do without struggle, even though others find it difficult to do. If you find yourself being extroverted, that in a place where some are hiding themselves, you are able to boldly speak and approach people and befriend people. Use that ability in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are the quiet type, always helping with planning, always at the back, trying to help figure out things, use your abilities in serving the Lord. All that you acquire in school, use them in serving the Lord. But understand this, that you can never do that without being deeply connected, being rooted in Christ Jesus. How are you rooted in Christ? His word. We know from John 15 again, the verse which says that when ye abide in me and I and my word abide in you, you shall ask whatsoever you wish and it shall be done. How do we abide in the Lord Jesus? By staying within his word. Through prayer, all the time acknowledging his lordship and his leadership, not embarking on decisions without his leading, and never making ourselves independent from his leading. As anointed ministers, we must live connected to the anointed one. We are anointed having the Holy Spirit. He, the Holy Spirit, is the signature of our anointing. If we are empowered, it is because we have received the Holy Spirit. So we must not divorce the Holy Spirit, trying to do things our own way. The very moment that we do that, we have lost it all. We have lost our relevance. Being connected to the anointed one, Jesus Christ, causes us to remain relevant to the kingdom. And remember, our relevance must be to the kingdom, not to the world. To the kingdom, because we run on the kingdom's program, we fulfill that which the Lord has purposed. It is dangerous to have the world and lose our souls. So we must be relevant to God in the fulfilling of his program, so that we can be an example to the world, so that our fruits that we bear, the world will see it and be attracted to Jesus the vine, whom we the branches are connected to. Today we are praying our first prayer from 1 John chapter 2 verse 20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. We are praying the Father in heaven, let your unction keep me rooted in truth and discernment. In Jesus' name, let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. According to your word in 1 John 2:20, that we have an unction from the Holy One and we know all things. Let our unction keep us rooted, keep us rooted, keep us rooted, keep us rooted in truth, in discernment, in Jesus' name. That ye, knowing all things, from 1 John 2:20, that we will be discerning, 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 discerning. In the mighty name of Jesus, rooted in truth, rooted in your word, rooted in your word. Lord, we need you, 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 we need you. Let the unction from the Holy One cause us to be rooted, Lord, rooted in your word, rooted in truth, rooted in discerning, Lord, in discernment, in the name of Jesus. Kabaraba babo shebe debe ya kabaraba rababa yandere debe I am the knowledge of you, Lord, knowledge of you, Lord, knowledge of you, Lord, knowledge of the truth, Lord, knowledge of you, Lord, not knowledge of good and of evil, no, no, not as in the beginning where Adam lost it, Lord, but Lord, knowledge of you, growth and wisdom, Lord, growth and wisdom as we find in the case of Jesus. In Luke 2:52, Lord, we thank you, Lord, we thank you, we thank you for increase in the knowledge of you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Rababaya Kaba, to be deeply rooted in you, deeply rooted in you, deeply rooted in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer, Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. We are praying, Father in heaven, refresh your anointing on my life to heal, deliver, and set captives free in Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your voice according to Luke 4:18. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus, that by the Spirit of the Lord, by the Spirit of the Lord, by your anointing, oh God, cause us, our lives, Lord, to heal, deliver, and set captives free in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I am the Ebede, Abadaba, and Dododododo, the Ebede, I am the Ebede, Akabadaba, Abadaba, Rebebe, Ebede, Jebede, Abadaba, 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 Akabadaba, and the Ebede. Empower us afresh, empower us afresh as we start up the year. Empower us afresh, Lord, afresh, 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 afresh. Fresh, refresh your anointing on our lives, Lord, to heal, deliver, and set captives free. In the mighty name of Jesus, take a bede bea badabaya, rababaya badabaya, do 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying our very last prayer, John chapter 15, verse 4. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. We are praying the Father in heaven, keep my ministry flowing from abiding in you, not from performances, in Jesus' name. Keep this ministry flowing from abiding in you, not from our performances or our recordings or productions, but keep Global Music Ministry flowing from abiding in you as individuals and as a ministry. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. From John chapter 15, verse 1, that when we abide in you, Jesus, and you in us, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except we abide in the vine, you, We cannot except we abide in you. Therefore, Lord, as we abide in you, let your glory flow through us. Let your glory flow through us. Let your power flow through us. Manifest, Lord, even your power. Manifest your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Rababaya kaba, rabaya nereya berebeya kaba. As we depend on you, not on ourselves. As we look to you, not to ourselves. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your power flow through us, Lord. Let your glory flow through us, Lord. Not only, Lord, even the ministry, Lord, but the individuals within the ministry. Lord, let your power flow through us. Let it flow through us wherever we are, at our workplaces. Let your power be at work. Lord, even in our homes, let your power be at work. On the field, speaking the word, let your power be at work. Lord, even as we sing, record, and produce, and let your power be at work. I am the Ebede Akaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Before we sing our last song of worship, we know from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 to 4, that for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. What we have received, we are presenting this opportunity to you. We know that God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We surrendered our lives. We gave our lives to Christ Jesus, and we have access to everlasting life. We want you to also have access to everlasting life, to have a renewed life, not being born by your parents, but being born by the Holy Spirit, where you can have a relationship with our Father in heaven and live a life of purpose. And so just say this short prayer after me, and this you will experience in your life from today and forever. Lord Jesus, I thank you for paying the dear sacrifice for my sins. I admit that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me and wash me with your holy blood. And Lord, from today, be my Lord and be my Savior, be my King. Rule over my life and let me be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. And use me for your glory from today and forevermore. I thank you for saving me, and I thank you for granting me eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Please let's lift up a song of praise unto the Lord.
Big God, oh, big God, oh, too big so that words cannot describe you. Big God, oh, big God, oh, big words can't describe the God that you was in. Please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.